You're listening to a 1FM podcast.
Hey Marie from the Visitors Information Centre. Are you there, Hi, Marie? Oh, there we go. Hi, how are you, Marie?
Good. Happy New Year to you and to all the listeners.
Same time. The third time lucky. We got it.
Yeah, we got there. New Year.
Oh, great. Okay. No worries at all. And how did you have a good New Year?
Yes, had a really good one, although certainly did not see in the new year, getting to that sort of thing. But
I've got to admit, I stayed up and watched just to make sure the old one left.
Oh, yeah, well, there is that as well. But yep. Yeah, I've been hanging out for the last, 2021 to end, I think. Just couldn't come soon enough.
Fair enough, no worries at all. Now, what have we got? We've got a busy weekend coming up.
Oh, look, there's a few things happening, of course, it's school holidays, so a few extra activities for the kids are happening, and we kick off with the Maud Street Mall tomorrow from 10 to 1.
Yep.
There's a couple of things happening there, thanks to Great Things, and that's pedal go-kart.
Oh, yeah.
And art easels. So, yeah, either get fit and active or get your creative side on with the kids there, so... Mm. That's a great free activity. Or if you're wanting to go for a bit of a drive tomorrow, then Murchison would certainly be a lovely place to be. From 12 to 2, they've got live music, just wandering around some of the outdoor dining there in Murchison. So there's a great option, for a bit of a trip out to, the lovely country village of Murchison tomorrow.
Sounds like fun too.
It does, yeah. There's also, we've got Activities in the Park is back as well. They've kicked off
good.
This week for this year's program. And there's orienteering, which is happening on Sunday between 10 and 12. And that's at the Sevens Creek Oval in Kyalla.
Right.
And again, it's free. It's for all ages. Just make sure you take a drink bottle and be sun smart. You don't need any prior experience. And you can just have the opportunity to go along and learn all about orienteering, which is a great sport for all ages and abilities.
It certainly is. I remember at school they called it cunning running.
yes, well, that's right. Mm. It's good for the body and the mind.
Yep, so exactly.
Makes,
yep.
Yeah, it makes perfect sense. Mm. Yeah. So lovely, landscape down there around too with the seven.
Oh, sure it is, yep.
So, now, there's an exciting event coming along tomorrow as well at the GB Hotel. They've got the Dino Maniacs Rock and Roar Tour.
Ah.
Now, I hadn't heard of these ones myself, but when I had a look at them online, it is such fun for kids.
I have got a grandson who would be right into that. No worries at all. Yep.
So a bit of children's entertainment with a lot of puppets, dinosaur puppets and the like, or costumed puppets. So, they can go along and sing along to some of the songs that the Dino Maniacs have.
Oh, right, yep.
And, lots of fun to be had there. And,
All right.
Songs and surprises. So, and even chance to get up and close and personal with those dinosaurs.
That sounds like a lot of fun. There's a heck of a lot of kids out there love their dinosaurs, that's for sure. I can see Vanny Rao with his T-Rex hat on,
So it's at 10:30 tomorrow morning at the GB Hotel, and tickets do need to be booked. So, give the GB a call and get yourself booked in for that one.
Absolutely great fun, mate. Absolutely great fun.
Yeah. Look, I'm just giving a bit of a heads up as well for an event that's happening next weekend.
Yep.
It's next Friday night, so people can start to plan ahead, because this is a rare opportunity when things open up at Day's Mill, just south of Murchison. Mm-hmm. Day's Mill, of course, is the historic flour mill there, and we're having a bit of a movie night featuring the great Australian movie Red Dog, True Blue.
Right.
It's a chance to get out in a beautiful environment there, take along your rug, your chairs and things, also have the opportunity to have a bit of a look around, that beautiful...
Yeah, take some insect repellent too.
Yep, so the old flour mill, the farm, the homestead, over 150 years.
Wow.
So that's certainly something worth having a look at, but I'll give people a reminder about that again next Friday.
Sure is, yep.
Yeah, so that's just a few things that are coming up. But while I'm talking to you and the listeners, just wanted to bring to their attention, if they enjoy these little, things and learning about things to see and do in the region, we've got a fantastic opportunity at the Visitor Centre at the moment. We've opened up recruitment for new volunteers.
All right.
So the visitor centre, yeah, does, yeah, rely very much on the great service that we get from our volunteers, and they generally come in once a week and do a regular four-hour shift for us. And yeah, we're really, yeah, putting the shout out for anyone who thinks, oh, that sounds like that might be me. If you're a really happy, friendly, positive sort of person and passionate about the local area, then that might be something that, yeah, hopefully you would be willing to consider and, yeah, contact, yeah. Lots, you know, come into contact with lots of visitors and be in the loop of everything that's happening in the town in terms of places to go, see, do, visit, eat, all the entertainment and the events that are happening. Yeah, be at the forefront of all that exciting stuff that happens here.
Would be absolutely great. Marie, any special needs thing, like working with children, checks or anything like that?
Look, what people can do is they can actually log on to the website there and go through an initial screening.
Yep.
And, yeah, that will then, yeah, lead them through the process. We'll be in touch to, yeah, discuss their, yeah, their suitability further. But
excellent,
yeah.
Excellent. That sounds like a great opportunity. Righto, yeah. Our listeners out there, anybody want to volunteer?
Yeah,
great
sure.
Fun. It is, and it's a wonderful thing, volunteering. It really is.
Yeah.
Really
can
is.
Just go on to Council's website, greatershepparton.com.au, and, yeah, have a look at the volunteering page there, and, yeah, fill in the inquiry form.
Yep, good stuff. All right, then.
All right.
Now, where do we contact you, Marie? Where do we find you?
Visitor Centre. We're in the new SAM precinct at 530 Wyndham Street, just on Victoria Park Lake there. Open every day, and lots of people have been finding their way through our doors over the last couple of weeks.
Excellent.
Or you can look us up on the web as well, visit shepparton.com.au, or give us a call, 5832 9330.
Absolutely great, Marie. Great to talk to you again. Fantastic.
Great. You too. Thanks very much.
Thanks,
have a
Marie.
Great day.
Bye for bye. Now. Thank you to Marie from the Visitors Information Centre. Absolutely fantastic. Great job they do there too.
South Coast Lime supplies quality agricultural lime direct to the Goulburn Valley. South Coast Lime is highly reactive with a 92% neutralising value, 35.5% calcium, plus high levels of trace elements. South Coast Lime will balance your soil's pH, improving the uptake of major plant nutrients, including nitrogen, phosphorus and potassium. South Coast Lime offer bulk freight and delivery direct to your property, anywhere in the Goulburn-Murray region. For quality lime, call Pete and Paul at South Coast Lime on 0488 663 286. That's 0488 663 286, or find them on Facebook.
1FM sponsor.
SDP Tax have been your trusted local accounting firm and have been proudly helping people just like you across the Goulburn Valley and beyond for over two decades. Are you happy with your accountant? Are you certain that you are receiving maximum tax reductions? Call SDP Tax on 1300 346 829 and start a conversation today. SDP offer a maximum deduction guarantee. That's right, SDP guarantee that they'll find you the greatest deductions possible. With no upfront fee charged, what are you waiting for? Call today. There is no business too small. Call 1300 346 829 or visit www.sdptax.com.
1FM sponsor.
Ellis Yarns and More is the Goulburn Valley's home of all things knitting, crochet and more. We have the area's largest range of yarn and anything else you might require to finish that special project. We can give you free advice and help with patterns, and we will not be beaten on price. Come in and see us at Unit 10, 69 McLennan Street, Maroopna, opposite the Water Tower. Visit our website, ellisyarnsandmore.com. Give us a call on 0491 011 105 or find us on Facebook at Ellis Yarns and More.
Station sponsor.
We're back. The Tungamah Hotel is not just your everyday country pub. It's a Goulburn Valley institution. Established in 1891, the beautiful heritage-listed building is worth the visit alone. On the Silo Art Trail, the Tungamah Hotel offers quality lunch and dinners, eat-in or take-away, as well as accommodation, including some brand-new en-suite rooms. It's family and dog-friendly, as well as offers catering for all functions, including weddings and parties. Open 7 days for lunch and dinner. Why not organise a group and grab the courtesy bus? The Tungamah Hotel, more than just a country pub.
1FM sponsor. Pantantina's BP service station, North Shepparton, has been serving people living in and visiting our region for now more than 50 years. There's no other place you can still experience driveway service delivered with a smile, the old-fashioned way. Supplier of BP Ultimate Fuels, they will wash your windows, check under your bonnet, and even do your tyres while you wait. Next time you're filling up, do it at Pantantina's BP service station, GV Highway, North Shepparton.
1FM sponsor.
A 1FM community service announcement.
Corio Street in Shepparton, between Balaclava Road and Ray Street, will be temporarily closed due to upgrade works from Monday the 10th of January through until Monday the 17th of January. Works will close the street between 7 a.m. and 6 p.m, reopening each evening after 6. Local residential property access will be maintained throughout the works. Road users should obey traffic management signs and detours for the duration of the works. If you would like further information, please contact the Projects Department on 58 329 700, or you can email projects@shepparton.vic.gov.au. This has been a community service announcement on 1FM, live and local.
You've been listening to a 1FM podcast.